Elda, ELDA, Torres, TORRES, 818, 8462. Yeah, EKG. And I need one of these for today. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman who comes in today for A, or one, follow-up of COVID, B, blood pressure check number 3, pre-op evaluation for removal of her breast implants since they have been recalled. Patient presented yesterday to our office with COVID symptoms, positive COVID, was treated with Z-Pak, Paxlovid, feeling much better. She had some nausea earlier, which has improved, leg pain, right shoulder pain, which has improved, dizziness, and symptoms of palpitation. Period. Allergy, hydrocodone, review of system as above, medication list. She's off her metformin. She takes omeprazole, 20 milligram once a day, fenofibrate, 145 once a day, some kind of cancer medication, and losartan, 25 milligram a day. Allergy, hydrocodone, medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, breast cancer. Patient, as far as her breast cancer is concerned, was diagnosed in 2017. She had double mastectomies, chemo, no radiation. At that time, she also had implants placed, and she's on a cancer medication, but she doesn't know the name of it. Surgery, complete hysterectomy, breast removal, breast implant placement. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's married, 31 years. She works for HEAD, H-E-A-D, START here in town, S-T-A-R-T. She has 2 children. She had hysterectomy in 2001. She was on hormones, complete hysterectomy in 2001. She was on hormones for 10 years, and her breast cancer was HRT positive, unfortunately. Family history, that of CHF, coronary artery disease, mom with hypertension, diabetes, no breast cancer, no colon cancer reported. A maintenance exam, mammogram is up to date, of course, and colonoscopy is up to date. Patient weighs 164 pounds, down 1 pound from yesterday, 98%, much improved, 98 temperature, improved, 16 respiration, 83 pulse, 140 over 50. Heart positive, strong positive, 2 lungs, totally clear, abdomen soft, slight epigastric tenderness noted, neck shows no DVD, skin shows no rash around the coastal lesion. There's calf tenderness noted and deltoid on the right side and deltoid tenderness on the left side, on the right side. Number 1, right leg pain, no sign of DVT. Number 2, mild PVD. Next number, no change from 2019. Next number, history of palpitation, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number, upper extremity evaluation reveals no DVT or PVD. Next number, patient is on COVID. Patient has COVID, which makes her much more susceptible to blood clot. Next number, continue with aspirin, Z-Pak, and Paxlovid. Next number, she's not taking any steroids at this time. Next number, she's definitely improving. Next number, echocardiogram also shows no change, which was done both because of palpitation and because of chemotherapy that she underwent for cancer therapy. This was time for a follow-up. Next number, she also needs an EKG prior to her upcoming test, upcoming removal of her implant because of the fact that it had been recalled. Next one was abdominal ultrasound, shows a fatty liver, a contracted gallbladder, kidneys are within normal limits. Next one, bladder is within normal limits. Next one, status post-hysterectomy. Next one, Carter ultrasound, which was done for obvious reasons of diabetes and other issues, shows no worsening calcification and no unstable lesions compared to 2019. Next number, no evidence of renal vascular hypertension noted. Next number, soft tissue shows evidence of lymphadenopathy related to COVID-19. Next number, above discussed with patient. Next number, it's also noteworthy to mention that after she recovers from her COVID and her blood tests are normal, I see no reason not to proceed with above mentioned surgery, i.e. Removal of her implants and fat placement for breast implant status post breast cancer and mastectomy. Thank you.